Hi, and welcome to the Generation for Change, a podcast brought to you by the committee members of the G4C Southwest, which is part of the Construction Excellence. My name is Tom Jones, and having recently joined the G4C committee, I'll be your host for today. Our guest this month is Caitlin Talbot, an apprentice quantity surveyor at Bailey Partnership. Welcome, Caitlin. How are you today?
Hi, Tom. I'm good, thank you.
During this podcast series, we've spoken to construction professionals at various stages of their career, and I was particularly interested in speaking to Caitlin today to help give our listeners insight to the very early stages of a career in the construction industry. And completely unintentionally, there is good synergy with last month's podcast because we spoke to Andrew Clancy, who started his career as a quantity surveyor 13 years ago at the very same firm as you, Caitlin, and now he's the managing director of his own firm. Can we start by hearing a bit about when and how you started your apprenticeship?
Yeah, so really quite, I'm a relative newbie. So I've only been working with Bailey Partnership for nearly 6 months. So not long at all, but
6 months. So when was that? Was that August you started?
Yeah, last August. So I thought I'd sort of missed the apprenticeship opportunity because usually they come out a little bit sooner. And by chance, I have sort of a family member in the industry in a different discipline that sort of showed me towards apprenticeships, because prior to that, I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, during school, I always say to people that I wasn't really exposed to them that much. And with COVID, sort of having my A-level experience sort of like taken away, I just felt the need for change. So okay. I sort of looked into like professional careers, and together with a family friend, I sort of looked at the construction industry and the role of a quantity surveyor. I did some research and it ticked all the boxes really, to get sort of the experience while I'm learning and okay. develop a career out of it as well. So yeah, that's how I sort of come into this position.
So what were you doing before you joined, say, sort of what did last summer look like then?
This time last year, I was studying for my English and A-levels, okay. and I was doing chemistry as well. I really struggled with that, so I decided to leave that one. So I think about this time last year, I decided to drop that subject and focus on my other two.
Sure.
It's a bit more of a stressful time. And yeah, I hadn't really considered apprenticeships this time last year, I don't think. It wasn't until later last year that I sort of looked at it.
So you've literally finished school and then basically straight into it, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I think okay. I had it must have been about a month or two, and then I was straight into work, pretty much.
You mentioned that you're sort of guided by a family friend there.
Yeah.
But how did you sort of find out about the opportunity at Bailey Partnerships?
So that was through the website. So I'd been sort of guided to Bailey Partnership, and I looked on the website at their vacancies and saw that there were a couple going, and I did a bit of reading up on each one. Saw quantity surveying, because I didn't even really know that that was a job role before.
Sure.
And I sort of noticed all the things that offered, and I got a chance to go into Bailey Partnership and speak to some quantity surveyors in the team that I now work alongside. Yeah, I just decided to go for it and ended up where I am now.
And was there anything in particular sort of that made that decision for you? Is there any moment in time you can think of that why you chose to join the industry and like do an apprenticeship?
Yeah, so I can remember when I first went in to sort of see the workspace and the teams, I found it interesting that there were so many disciplines working closely together in the same office space, and everybody's job sort of linked in a way where you can ask different disciplines for different things and help with projects that you're working on, and the involvement of the QS from the start of a project right up until the end sort of had that for me, and getting to work with different teams along the way.
It's good to know how you got into it.
Yeah.
It'd be great to talk a bit more sort of about what your day-to-day experience is. I know obviously you've only been there 6 months, but you know, can we start with a really obvious question and just like what is an apprenticeship?
Yeah, of course. I'd say that apprenticeship is anything where you're working in a professional job role alongside study. So having that education there as well. So for me, my apprenticeship looks like working 9 to 5 every day and then doing 7 hours of study within that week to make it an apprenticeship and get a qualification at the end of it. It is tough work, but it does pay off.
So you're just in the office 9 to 5. You're not going to like a separate college or anything like that?
No. So for me, I'm working 9 to 5 in the office, and my okay. university is all online.
Okay.
So I do it remotely from the office. But for somebody else, I know another apprentice that's working with us that I think you're going to get the chance to talk to. She's working a different schedule, so she's actually going into college 2 days a week.
So with your 7 hours online, that you can fit that around your other work schedule, or is it sort of specific times?
Yeah, definitely. So it's really flexible for me. So working 9 to 5, and when I need study time, I ask for it, and I always get granted it. They sort of let me choose when I take that, rather than having a set day to do it all in, because I don't think my brain could handle that much information all in one sitting. 7 hours, it's quite long, isn't it?
Yeah so definitely.
I like to space that out, really.
And you said it's in partnership with the university. Which university is it?
Yeah. So it's UCM, so it's University College of Estate Management, and that's based, I think it's based in Reading, so up that way. So, the resources are really useful. I mean, the resources coming out your ears, really. There's online libraries and all that sort of stuff, and forums that you can talk to lecturers and everything, so that's really useful.
Yes, more on just some generic questions about the apprenticeship. So how long, you're 6 months in now, you know, when does it finish?
Well, 6 months in, that's scary. Because I suppose, I don't think that's long, but in comparison, I think the apprenticeship is 4.5 years. It's a significant chunk out of that, and it goes quickly, I've now realised. I should be finished by then.
And is there... you know, alongside your work and studies, do you have to do exams and things like that?
So it's a lot of coursework that doesn't actually, I don't think it gets marked, but you do assessments at the end of each module. So I'll do an assessment at the end of each module to allow me onto the next module. And then the grades at the end of the last year, I think, are the ones that are considered for your actual overall sort of grade for the degree. There's regular assessments, sort of 2 for each module, so that's 4 a semester.
And so that's, and once you're 4.5 years through, you will have a degree, is that right?
Yeah, and hopefully a chartership. Okay. Fingers crossed.
And and you're getting paid while doing it as well.
Yeah, it's a win-win, really. I mean, it's sort of going to university without having to pay for it yourself, and also being paid by the company that you work for. I just think it's a great way to get qualified in the role, really.
Yeah, definitely. So will you have you'll be a qualified and chartered quantity surveyor at the end?
Fingers crossed. Cool. All goes well.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So yeah, I mean, we've talked a bit about the sort of what the apprenticeship side of things looks like and the learning things. How about the other day-to-day work? You know, any interesting projects that you're working on?
So day-to-day work, interesting projects. There's so many. For me, every project is interesting at the minute because I'm learning so much about each one. So as an apprentice, I'm sort of being integrated into loads of different projects so that I can see different stages and sort of gain experience that way, rather than being restricted to one stage of a construction process, not seeing much else. I mean, I'm working a bit with contracts at the minute, which I find really interesting. And then there's other ones as well. I think I've just priced for like a boardwalk thing going into a university, which is quite interesting because there's loads of bespoke features on that one.
Cool. And I know that there is, a quantity, within the sort of discipline of quantity surveying, there's a massive variation of different jobs, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, like with the firm you're in, they specialise in a certain type and things like that. So with your course, you get given a bit more exposure to the variety of stuff that's available in the future?
Yes, definitely. And I think with the way the construction industry is going at the minute, it is evolving. It's always evolving. Yeah, it's really important to sort of look at the difference between projects as well and why they're different. And yeah, it's been good for me to sort of see that and join the industry at such a pivotal time, I think, as well. Sort of look into that on my course, because that is covered, the way it's developing and the way it was in the history of construction, which is also very interesting.
Yeah, look, it's good to hear, you know, you've been already within a short period, you're working on a variety of interesting projects and sort of seem to be enjoying it so far. If you were to give any advice to people who are considering joining the construction industry, you know, what would you say to someone who was considering joining the construction industry?
do it. Is that good advice? I just think it's, especially if you're taking the apprenticeship route, speaking from experience, sort of coming into the industry where so many people have so much knowledge and experience. I say that my online university has loads of resources, but there's literally walking resources around you that you can go to for any advice or help. And I found that pretty amazing to sort of just be in the work environment and talk to so many different people about their own experiences and use that to develop my own knowledge going forward. It's a great industry to be a part of.
And I suppose, when you're choosing this apprenticeship, you obviously saw it online and things like that. Was it kind of like, and now you're doing it, is it as you expected? Is it like, what is there anything different about it that you kind of are surprised at? Or
that's a tricky question, because I come into it with sort of no prior knowledge, so I had small expectations but nothing major that when I come into it I was taken back. Mostly I've been taken back by how much I have enjoyed it. I had no expectations, so I didn't expect to come into it and be like, I found my job for life. But I can definitely see it going that way. I think people, when they hear the word quantity surveyor or phrase quantity surveyor, they probably just think of numbers, which I did. I'm guilty of that. But actually coming into it and working with the contract side and legal side of everything as well, I think I didn't expect to be dealing with that and across such a large span of time in the construction process. So yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Okay. What's one of the best things about the apprenticeship?
I think, like I said before, the experience around you and just meeting new people and sort of getting out on site as well. It's not just an office job. Getting up the scaffolding, having a look around, sort of seeing the things that you've been looking at on a screen play out in real life. It's really rewarding as well to sort of go out and see these things being built on site and put together, rather than just being digits or plans on your computer. Yeah, it's really
really. I know what you mean. It's exciting, isn't it? Taking from from the feasibility to the plan, and then you see it in real life. And touch it, don't you? Well, it's been really, really good to talk to you today. And before we finish, I wanted to quickly talk about sort of looking to the future, I suppose, and what you hope to achieve within the industry, and what do you hope to have achieved during your apprenticeship?
A qualification and a chartership would be really great. and just sort of become more confident in the industry as well. I'm really new to it currently, so my knowledge of terms and everything isn't, obviously I'm not going to be an expert after 6 months, but I hope that by the end of it I can have that level of experience and be confident enough to know what I'm talking about and use my experience in future projects as well moving forward. That would be cool. Really good.
Where do you see yourself in the future, say in 5 years or maybe 10 years time? Because obviously in 5 years you would have finished your apprenticeship where do you see yourself in the long term?
Hopefully to have worked my way up the ladder in the company, in positions, gained my experience and used it to just work myself up, sort of speak for the things that I believe in the industry as well. I mean, I said about how it's progressing at the minute and sort of having net zero ambitions, sort of pushing that as well, and being a female in the industry and sort of advocating for that as well. Yeah, that would be great.
One last question before we finish up, and it's kind of what excites you most about the construction industry going forward?
Yeah, so I touched it just slightly then. So I think it's important that we're starting to see change in the industry now being implemented into so many different works and structures. And it's really important that we push those net zero ambitions going forward. And I think the company that Bailey, that I've partnership, have been really good at exposing me to that quite soon on. So I realised the importance of implementing these changes in the early phases of the construction processes and sort of seeing that being pushed more in the future.
Cool. Look, thanks again so much for coming on. And we wish you the best for an awesome career and look forward to catching up in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.